Matthew chapter 24. Then Jesus went out and left the temple, and his disciples came to him to point out to him the buildings of the temple. But Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly, I say to you, there will not be a stone left on a stone here, which will not be demolished." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us when these things will be, and what the sign of your coming is, and of the consummation of the age." Then Jesus replied and said to them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. But you will hear of wars and rumours of wars. Watch out and do not be troubled. For all things must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. But all these things are the beginning of birth pains. Then they will deliver you into tribulation, and will kill you, and you will be hated by all the nations on account of my name. And then many will stumble, and will deliver each other up, and will hate each other. And many false prophets will arise, and will lead many astray. And on account of lawlessness being increased, the love of many will go cold. But it is he who remains until the end who will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. So when you see the abomination of desolation, spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, may the reader understand, then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the roof not come down to take his belongings out of his house, and let him who is in the field not turn back to take his clothes. But woe to those with child, and to those breastfeeding in those days. And pray that your flight may not take place in winter, or on a Sabbath. For then there will be a great tribulation, the like of which has not taken place since the beginning of the world up until now, nor ever will take place. And if those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of the chosen, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs will arise, and false prophets, and they will produce great signs and miracles, so as to lead astray, if it is possible, even those chosen. Behold, I have foretold you. So if they say to you, 'Look, he is in the desert,' do not go out. Or, 'Look, he is in the private offices,' do not believe it. For as lightning comes out from the east and shines as far as the west, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its lustre, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud sound of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the skies to the other. But learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branches become supple, and it produces leaves, know that the harvest is near. In this way, you too, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors even. Truly I say to you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will certainly not pass away. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows it, not even the angels of the heavens, except my Father alone. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man will be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah went into the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and eliminated them all. So the coming of the Son of Man will be too. At that time there will be two men in the field. One will be taken aside, and one will be left behind. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken aside, and one will be left behind. So be watchful, for you do not know at what time your Lord will come. But know this, that if the master of a house had known in which watch the thief would come, he would have been on guard, and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. On account of this, you too be prepared, because at a time when you do not expect it, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant, whom his master appointed over his domestic staff, to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, that he will appoint him over all his property. And if that bad servant should say in his heart, My master is delaying in coming, and he begins to strike his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with those who get drunk, then that servant's master will come on a day when he does not expect it, and at an hour which he is unaware of, and he will cut him in two, and will consign his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.